This is the Steve Cochran Show.
DeBoumeister out near the left point. The back is bottom of the left circle. He shoots. He scores. This one deflected off of Trevor Van Riemsdyk and in behind Corey Crawford. And the Blues win this one in overtime.
Well, it's one game, and, we want to try to get one in the road, and then if we win tonight, we'd try to get two, but now we've got to look to get the split.
Don't dwell on that for too long. I think you take what you can from it and use the motivating factors in finding that emotion and playing better in the next game, so we'll do that, and we'll focus on the next one.
Disappointing. Disappointing when you play that well for that long and outplay the Blues on their ice without Duncan Keith. The Blues are very lucky to be up 1-0. The great Troy Murray joins us. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just disappointed, that's all. I mean, the boys played hard last night. That should have been their game.
You can take so many positives out of there, and you can't get too down as you heard Jonathan talk about there, but the bottom line in the playoffs, you could win 10-0, you could win 1-0, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is St. Louis didn't play well last night. They got a goaltender win, as Joe Quenneville would call it. Brian Elliott was excellent. St. Louis is up 1-0, and that's disappointing, but it's going to be a long series, and everybody realized that. I felt bad for Trevor Van Riemsdyk. They played a great game in the absence of Duncan Keith. Corey Crawford was solid. A lot of good things, just disappointing that they didn't win.
Troy, if you go back to last year, I remember after that first game in Nashville, there was a feeling, though, even though they won triple overtime, that they had been really fortunate to get out of there with a victory. And after this game last night, I kind of had the feeling they played better in this game than they did in that game that they won a year ago.
Well, it's funny because I agree with you. Ken Hitchcock, the head coach of the St. Louis Blues, prior to the series, talked about the series a couple years ago with the Blackhawks where they won the first two games in overtime, where they felt that they didn't have their best stuff. Then they lose four in a row to the Blackhawks where they felt that they played much better but didn't get the results. It's so funny in the playoffs. I think the Blackhawks understand that they played a really good game, kind of exactly what they were looking for going into St. Louis. You knew that St. Louis was going to try and be physical against them. You're going to have to absorb some punishment to make some plays. They did that. They only gave St. Louis 18 shots on goal, which was, great defensively. They had 35 shots on Brian Elliott. And, it is what it is. You're disappointed. But, again, it's going to be a long series. It's a heartbreaker to have a goal like that scored against you. But at the same time, you give credit to the St. Louis Blues to find a way to win hockey games. And that's what, the bottom line is coming into tomorrow night's game against them again, that they're up 1-0 in the series, and it's not the end of the world. I tell you what, Dave, if you look at the pressure of where this game was on, if the St. Louis Blues had lost that first game on home ice to
big.
Give Blackhawks the edge and Duncan Keith not in the lineup, that would have been huge for them.
It's a lucky break. It's a skate in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm sure it happened to you. What do? You just, you don't plan on a puck careening off your skate to end a game like that. It just happens.
No, Trevor Van Riemsdyk was actually in great position. He was in front of the net where he needed to be. I think the play from David Backes was originally supposed to go all the way over to Alex Steen, who had backed off on the far side there. That wasn't a shot towards the net. It was just one of those lucky bounces. And you saw the reaction from Trevor Van Riemsdyk, and you just felt so bad for him that, he knows that it went off him, and he knows it's not his fault, but at the same time, that little play turned the tide in game one.
Dave and I were talking earlier. Was Brian Elliott that good, or did the Hawks miss some opportunities?
Well, he was that good. If anybody was watching the game or listening to the game last night, in the second period, Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane had a two-on-one. The defenseman from St. Louis actually played it really well. He took away the pass to Patrick Kane. Jonathan Toews had a great look. One-on-one, Brian Elliott made a big save. A little bit later on, Jonathan Toews had a breakaway. One-on-one, Elliott makes a big save. He was really good. If you look at his numbers, his save percentage was best overall in the NHL. His goals against average this year, second best in the NHL. This kid has had a great season. Give him a lot of credit for what he did in that game. The Blackhawks are going to have to battle through that because at the end of the night, if you don't get the goaltending, and Corey Crawford was good, You know, if the St. Louis Blues don't get that kind of goaltending, obviously the outcome is different.
One nagging concern, I guess this has to be for both teams, Troy, the power play. The Blackhawks had a power play in overtime. They went 0 for 5.
Two-man advantage.
On the night. Yeah, well, they had the two-man advantage earlier for about half a minute. And, I mean, the penalty kill was great, but the power play, which is, second in the league on the season, couldn't get it done.
Yeah, that was disappointing, and I know that they would like to have the one, especially in overtime, back. They didn't generate much off that one. The earlier opportunities, they did have some chances. The 5-on-3 is disappointing. I thought that they were too much on the perimeter on that 5-on-3, and rather than attacking and try and take advantage of the fact that you didn't have a whole lot of time, trying to generate something a little bit quicker on the attack, I think would have been a little bit something I would have rather seen. You know, I mean, that's one thing. You got to turn that around. When you have that many opportunities, and that's a lot of chances in the playoffs, 5 opportunities, especially when you get that one in overtime, a gift when the big defenseman, Colton Parayko, put one out into the fans for a delay game.
Yeah, like 7 seconds into the overtime.
Yeah, you have to generate better chances. And, you know, that's the time that a lot of games are decided, when you have that ability to, you know, in a real tough game and you can't find any time and space out there, when you get those opportunities in the power play, it's got to make a difference.
Tomorrow night, must win or pretty important?
Pretty important, I guess.
Right, right. That'll be our understatement of the morning.
Well, no, but, you know, Steve, go back to 2 years ago when they played the Blues. They lost the first two games, and everybody's like, okay, this is it. They're done. They're finished. They won the next 4.
Yep.
You know, Chicago knows how to get it done. They're all disappointed, and it was a real quiet atmosphere, obviously, after the game. But it's not the end of the world. For the St. Louis Blues, I think there was, again, so much pressure on them to win that first game, because everybody's saying, if you can't beat the Blackhawks without Duncan Keith, how are you going to beat them with it? The Blackhawks are going to get Duncan Keith back. He's going to be fresh and energized and ready to go. And it's a big game, and I think for the Blackhawks, an opportunity to make a statement that first game wasn't a fluke and they're the better team, and if Elliott doesn't play that way, they're going to lose the series.
Yeah, and we don't see it that way because we know that they're going to come back and they're going to win. And I'm Gary.
No, I'm saying, Steve, if St. Louis doesn't.
No, I know. No. I'm not questioning. You know, I'm too tired. What do you do in St. Louis on your off day?
Oh,
you going to play golf?
Yeah.
Well, good. Get ready for me.
I'm supposed to go out and kind of hide because, you know, the Blackhawks aren't going to practice today. Yeah. So, you know, nobody's supposed to know that we're allowed to go out and maybe hit the little white ball around. But we've got a tee time set up for later this morning, and I'm really looking forward on a great course here at St. Louis.
What course are you playing?
I can't tell you that, Steve.
I don't want all the autograph seekers coming over and hanging out at the front gate.
Can't Troy Murray have 5 minutes to himself? All right, buddy, have fun. We'll hear you tomorrow night. You're doing a great job, as always.